Let's start with Kamalo. Big blow, eh?
Yeah, that's a massive blow for us, but an even bigger blow for Bongs. You know, he's done great for us. And it's a serious injury he's picked up, you know, so as much as we're talking about him being missing, I think all our thoughts have got to go to him. You know, it's disappointing that he's picked it up, disappointing in the circumstances he's picked it up as well.
Even more frustrating the fact that he was playing for somebody else, albeit his country.
It is, and look, I'm a big advocate of players going and playing for their countries, but the one thing I can't understand about this game is why they need for the overseas players to go back and play a game at this stage of the season. You know, and if South Africa had qualified for the World Cup and they needed their squad to get together, then fair enough, but to get players to travel all over the world for a friendly when they've got big games to play for their clubs, I just can't quite make sense out of it.
Were you planning to be without him anyway before the injury this weekend? Because that's quite a big thing to do, to play for South Africa last night, get back over here and get your head straight for the weekend.
It is, but it's something that you've got to leave to, you know, you have your thoughts. If they're going to be okay, they play. If they don't play, if they're not going to be okay, sorry, that you adjust things around it. But you can't really make that decision until they're back here. You know, Dean will be back tomorrow after playing 90 minutes, which again was disappointing. But, you know, we've got to live with it.
It's a big miss for you, Kamalo. He's been terrific, hasn't he? You know, what he gives you physically, pace as well. You don't find too many centre-backs that have the kind of pace that he's got, do you?
You don't, and he's been fantastic for us. You know, and if you look at the start of the season, our centre-back pairings have now both been lost to long-term injuries, and that's sort of the way it's went for it. You know, and Bengani's one last night yet again was another innocuous injury. You know, he's just jumped for a header and landed, and his patella's ruptured. You know, you can't legislate for things like that, and the same with Big Rob with his neck. So, but, you know, we have to regroup and get on with it.
What's the deal with Kamalo now? What will you do with him long term? You would clearly want him here on a longer term contract, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we would, but, you know, he's still contracted to Tottenham for another year, which is probably a blessing in disguise for Bongs, you know, because the injury is not going to be for this season. It'll take out a large chunk of next season as well. So, you know, at least he's got the security of having that deal. And the one thing we will do is speak to him and keep an eye on him, because he's massively popular, not just for myself, but with the players as well.
What do you do about addressing the issue at the back? Do you look to try and bring somebody in now?
I think initially, you know, we've got Paul Quinn's back fit this weekend, and you know, whether it be at right back or centre half, especially, he's covered fantastically well. There's the option to move Gabby Tamas in there. You know, Luke McCulloch, by the reports we've got, was outstanding against Italy for the under-21s last night. So we have got cover, but I think rather than rush into anything at the minute, we'll assess it, get the weekend out the way and readdress it next week as such.
Any other issues this weekend?
No, we've got Paul Quinn back. Mark Duffy's going to be training today, and obviously Billy Sharp's back as well. So that's three big pluses for us.
Yeah, and to have someone like Billy back available, all right, it was a misdemeanour of his down at Brighton, but the fact that he comes back at a time where you need him now, don't you? He could lift the place again, do you think?
Yeah, and he will. And, you know, he'll lift the fans, he'll lift the players just by being back involved. And what it does do, it makes the opposition a little bit wary, knowing that Billy's name's on the team sheet as well. So, you know, I said when we brought him in, and I'll say it again, he'll be a big player for us from now to the end of the season.
What's the rest, if you can call it rest, done for him? Because last time I spoke to him, he said, you know, he's finding it difficult to get through two games in a week because he was short on match fitness. So is he in a good place in terms of his condition now?
He's in a very good place, and he's absolutely chomping it at the bit at the minute. You know, he knows that the frustration, he let himself down and he let the fans down, and he wants to repay them massively.
What about Bowery? Future plans with him, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, we're going to speak to Villa next week. You know, Jordan's come in and he's done well, and I do believe he'll get better the more time he spends with us, and the more he's involved in the first team. You know, Theo's back as well, and if you look at a front four of Brown, Sharp, Robinson and Bowery, that's probably the strongest I've had since I've been here, and it's a strong front four for me to be able to choose from, with lots of different attributes that they've all got. So that's a positive side, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you confident you can extend that stay with Jordan then?
To be fair, the conversations haven't been had yet, but it's one that we will be having.
Last week was a real low for you, wasn't it? I mean, that's obvious. How bad was it, in your view?
It was the worst since I've been here, without a shadow of a doubt. And it really hurt, you know, on a personal, on a professional level, because what the stuff that we have been doing and the stuff that we have been good at completely went out the window. You know, and every team in this league will take a thumping at some point. I think we've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, but it was the manner of it that really disappointed in me. I know people question my comments after the game, and that it might not be a bad thing, but I always try and pick any little positive out. And I do believe that having that performance, how poor it was, and addressing it straight away on the Sunday morning, was the best thing to do, because there's lots of different factors to take into these next 13 games. You know, there's a championship status, which I still believe and I'm still sure that we'll keep. But for whatever reason we don't, you know, there's people's careers at stake, and I think it was important that the players realised that. You know, and there's a couple of players already who were here before that got relegated. There's players whose contracts are up, there's loan players who are wanting to make an impression, and nobody wants to sign a player who's just been relegated. You know, so if they're looking at it from their livelihoods and their personal point of view, they've got to do everything they can to make sure that that doesn't happen. The ones that are contracted will give me a decision to make in them next year. And to put it bluntly, all of them who are contracted next year take a massive percentage wage cut if we get relegated. So you put that into... you put all that in together, there's got to be a massive determination for us to stay up this year, and that was the objective at the start of the season, and I never got away from that, and we're still sitting in a good position, and I know I'll get a reaction from them now.
Because there was a spell, wasn't there, where you weren't conceding, you were pulling away from it, suddenly you're back in it. Is there a danger, not just with this group, but any group who's in a similar situation, where complacency... Inevitably creeps in, wherever it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did that happen here?
I don't think they were complacent. We got off to a bad start. And as a group, if you have three or four individuals not taking to task what they're supposed to do, sometimes you can get away with it and others can drag them through. On Saturday, we had 10. You know, and you've got to realise that if one of your mates is having a bad time, it's up to you to pull them out the mire. And we didn't have that, and to be fair, we have had that in previous games. But going back to what you're saying about other teams complacent and going in bad runs, we've only got to look back to 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when we played Charlton, we played Wigan, we got a good point against Middlesbrough, and we're playing really well and looked really solid. So it's fresh in our minds how quickly we can get out of it.
Yeah.
But also it's fresh in our minds how quickly he can get dragged into it. So we've got to take that into the next 13 games.
It's amazing how tight it is. And I mean, we say every year, but down the bottom, it's phenomenal, really. With one win, you can look comfortable. One defeat, back in it.
Absolutely. We've seen that recently with us.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got to get our standards back. And our home form has been very good. But I think is that we're unbeaten since Boxing Day at home. And we have to take that into Saturday.
What about Huddersfield? Whilst you were getting bashed at Bournemouth, they were sticking five past Barnsley. What have your reports told you about them?
Yeah, no, they're a good team. Mark's somebody I know very well. And they've got a lot of good players in their team. Possibly one of our best performances, especially the first 45 minutes, was against Huddersfield at their place. So we know it's going to be a tough game. We know they're a good team with a lot of good players, but that doesn't faze us, because we've had a lot of good teams come to the Keepmoat this year and on good runs and on the back of good results, and that's when we've been at our best, and we need to make sure that's where we're at on Saturday.
Who do you think is instrumental to them? I mean, people look at Wells, don't they, for example, but Clayton in midfield seems to be a real key part of what they're about.
Adam was a kid at Man City when I was there, and he's got fantastic ability. I'll be having a word with him about that on Saturday. I had to give him a few clips around the year when he was a young kid, because he was a cocky young kid. But he's got massive belief in his own ability, and he's done fantastically well. You know, I've got Ollie Norwood, Wells, Hamill, Ward. You know, they've got a lot of good attacking players. We know that. So we're going to have to get back to being really rigid in our defending. But at the same time, you know, having Billy back in the fold, having Theo back, Mark Duffy back in, Mark will know that we've got an attacking threat of our own.